You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam. How are you?
Hey. Good. What's going on?
Oh, just the normal Good Friday stuff.
Which just the usual.
Some live music in the studio, which was a very nice way to kick off the weekend.
I saw. How good.
So nice. What are we talking about today?
So I was talking to you guys yesterday and I was like, oh, I haven't watched enough of the show. But then I realized I actually watched a show over the weekend that I totally forgot about. But not in a bad way. And just I breezed through it really quickly. So it's called Abbott Elementary. It's a new mockumentary style TV show, very similar to The Office and Parks and Rec, but it's about basically the elementary school system in America, and it follows a group of teachers in Philadelphia in an underfunded public school just trying their best to get by. And it's a very, very sweet mockumentary, got a lot of heart, network comedy. I believe I watched it on Neon. Oh my God, I'm forgetting now. But yeah, pretty sure it was on Neon. It's created by this woman called Quinta Brunson, who you may or may not recognize from 6 years ago or so, BuzzFeed sketches. Risen from the world of internet comedy into the world of TV comedy.
Nice one.
It also stars Tyler James Williams, who you will know as Young Chris Rock in Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, yes.
Which is a show that's been getting a lot of heat on Viewmaster recently. We've talked about it a lot.
Maybe it's in the zeitgeist. Who knows?
It definitely is. And this show, like with all mockumentaries, really relies on the ensemble cast to kind of pull it all together. You need the actors to be like effortlessly chemistry, effortlessly charismatic, effortlessly like comedic without trying too hard. And this show really works.
Oh, awesome.
I really enjoy it. I think it's definitely like of the time. Like we all know of the American education system having its problems. Teachers are struggling. If you're on TikTok for more than an hour a week, you will see like one TikTok of a teacher being like, hey, I don't have enough for my class, or these new rules are coming in. Like I think they just introduced a new law where you've got to have your lesson plans in like 6 months in advance, which is apparently like super detrimental to teachers because they teach on the fly lots of the time.
Yeah.
And parents have to approve teachers' teaching materials and all this kind of stuff.
Oh God.
Yeah. Very bad stuff going on. Well, it's American politics. What are we going to do? But this show really looks at it and it's just like Quinta Brunson's character, Janine Teagues, is this young teacher who's been at Abbott Elementary for 2 years. She's one of the only teachers that survived longer than 2 years, along with her friend Jacob, who's like this woke, white dude in a predominantly black school trying to be in on the joke and be like, I understand, everything that's going on and I, want to be part of this and I'm very woke and I know what's going on. And he kind of just plays that for like, okay, you're a nice guy, but sometimes a bit misguided. And Janine Teagues just wants to, provide for her kids and thinks she can fix everything. And like, the episodes will range from Janine tries to fix a light bulb and the school's power starts being messed up because one of her kids is scared of the flickering light bulbs. One of the episodes focuses on them introducing a new teaching system, which is all on tablets and online, where you teach your kids how to read and they use the software and all this stuff. And the more elderly teacher, played by Cheryl Lee Ralph, who was in, I believe, the original production of Dreamgirls, which is
very cool.
I know. She plays like the older teacher who's jaded, but like really cares about her kids. And she struggles to use this new technology and all that kind of stuff. So like very like run of the mill, this is what's happening in the school kind of storylines, but really told with a lot of humor and a lot of heart.
Oh, that's so nice.
And they're all kind of battling against this principal played by Janelle James, who kind of is just using, who it's just a job for her and she's just there.
Yeah.
And she wants to be famous on TikTok.
Oh my God.
So
that sounds
very
amazing.
Up the times.
I just had a quick like Twitter search to see what people are saying, and it is predominantly teachers who are loving it. They are having a ball. They're seeing themselves reflected. And I think that's something that we saw a little microcosm of here in Aotearoa when we had educators, which we've talked about on this segment before in the past. It's just a really good thing to see teachers getting their moment on the screen in a way that is funny and full of heart as well. It looks like a great show. Donald Glover is also tweeting up a storm about it too, so must be good.
Well, yeah, because it's it does have this like unique niche where it's one of the only currently like so it's currently airing on like free to air American TV, like it's like a sitcom, network sitcom kind of vibe. One of the only ones that's airing with like a predominantly black cast. One of the only ones that was like written and produced by like a female internet comedian that's now shifted into TV comedy.
Yeah.
And Quinta Brunson, who wrote it, she based it off her mum, who worked as a Philadelphia school teacher for 40 years. So it's all her stories. And one of the really cool things about a show about teachers is majority of people went to a school, majority of people went to a public school. We've all seen, you know, this firsthand. We've all been the student in that environment. So even if we didn't understand the teacher's struggles at the time, now as adults we can look back and be like, oh, I couldn't do that job. Wow, that person that I saw every day for X amount of years, that's crazy. They were, you know, an angel on this earth. So it is that kind of element as well, where we all have this familiarity with it. So when people poke fun at it with accuracy and nuance and, you know, heart, you're like, ah, oh, I really like this.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend it. 4 episodes are currently out on Neon, I believe. Let me just double check. I'm in front of my laptop. I might as well just double check because I don't want to give anyone false information.
I was thinking the other day because, I mean, lots of my friends are now teachers as well. And I think about how freaky that is that people my age are like in charge of the youth, but also they're amazing at it. And I also think about being maybe 19 or something and running into an old teacher in the supermarket, classic scenario, and having one of those out-of-body moments where you're like, oh my god, you're only like 6 years older than me and you had so much responsibility. Honestly, teachers are the best out there. They're doing so much for so not enough pay. I mean, what's it on, Sam? Have you found it?
I haven't found it, and I'm now...
I'll look it up. I'll look it up during the song for everybody. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
Remind us of the name of it though, Sam.
It's called Abbott Elementary. I definitely recommend it. I think it is the perfect, easy... it's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. There we go.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's a good show. I recommend everyone watch it. I think it's that bite-sized made-for-TV 22-minute episodes. 4 episodes are currently out. I think everyone's going to enjoy it. And it's good to see the mockumentary style coming back into fashion. I mean, since Modern Family ended, that hasn't really been a thing. But this makes sense as a mockumentary.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be one of those ones that people look back on like, wow, I really enjoyed that. It's going to be The Office and Parks and Rec. I think it's going to have that kind of fan base and obsession.
For sure. Hey, thank you so much for that, Sam. Have a lovely weekend and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Bye.
Kakite, miss you too.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.